All right, I realize that some of you are waiting for me to deliver the steps of how to listen and ask questions for good interviewing. But in most of this series, I'm committed to describing more of what happens when you listen and ask questions well, the why of listening. I firmly believe that if we focus way too much on everybody, focuses too much on what to do rather than why we do it. And if a person really doesn't buy in to the why we do something, it's not part of their core belief system, and then they're just following orders. Whereas if it is part of their belief system because they understand the why, they're going to figure out how to do it. So drop what you know about interviewing steps for the moment and contemplate what happens at the human brain and soul level when you are truly listening and asking questions of a person who sits across from you. And for help with this, let's turn to the sciences. There is finally more collaboration, at least discussion between the sciences of psychology, anthropology, and sociology, where we're beginning to get a better idea that individual psychological disorders of our age are largely a consequence of our living much differently than how we are designed to live and lived just a few hundred years ago, and how we handle those differences is affecting us. In early history of mankind, we lived in tribes and in groups, usually of no more than about 150 people. And even when cities arose, it was the exception to live in them. Now it's not. And we're beginning to understand that there are some very frightening consequences to this trend. Despite all the convenience, and despite, of course, the many benefits of a large cultural melting pot, that individual affluence has led to self-sufficiency, and self-sufficiency has led to independence from others. And it turns out that this independence and affluence that we strive for is actually contrary to the way that we were designed, mostly because it can be quite isolating. So why are groups and belonging so beneficial? Because first, the setting helped you survive. It also provided a great deal of collaboration around food gathering, food hunting, farming, friendship, and love. And you belonged and you needed to belong. There's more to that. But so today, with so much individualism and assumed self-sufficiency, we're actually duped into believing that those you recruit and lead don't need to belong, because they tell you that they want this list of a whole host of other things, better splits, etc. And trust me, most people don't know what they really need. We have these longings, but we're told to want something else. But if they receive what they really need in a work environment, or anywhere for that matter, they're going to know it. It's going to resonate with them, and they're going to be drawn to it. People are people, no matter what generation. We're social beings designed to interact and belong. So when listening earnestly and asking follow-up questions mindfully, you're taking the first step in building that sense of belonging. It's not complicated. It's trying as best you can to serve and build collaboration with those you want to lead, providing a sense of safety. Don't be a manager of people. Be a builder of this kind of environment of collaboration and service. And anyone can interview, but not everyone listens well, and listening well is the first step in the service and the path to belonging. Belonging that will not only help your recruiting, but also cure your retention problem as well.